And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. Joy Reid kicks off the news today. She recently offered her usual thoughtful historical analysis. She called America's founders killers and leeches who slaughtered 90% of the indigenous people. This woman actually has had a national TV news show until recently. She tells you everything you need to know about the state of mainstream media. Speaking of bad decisions, Canada's Royal Canadian Mounted Police spent $34 million on Chinese-made drones that are now classified as high security risks. And the global crackdown on wrongthink continues at an alarming pace. Back to Canada, Conservative MP Leslyn Lewis warns that Bill C-9 could imprison priests for quoting scripture. The legislation would remove religious exemptions from hate speech laws, meaning pastors could face up to 2 years in prison if someone claims a Bible verse is hateful. And that's not an exaggeration. Over in Britain, former soccer player Joey Barton was sentenced recently for calling female sports commentators unqualified diversity hires. Calling someone bad at their job is now equivalent to assault in the United Kingdom. Meanwhile, in Brazil, a 19-year-old female student was arrested and charged with racial injury after asking a man claiming to be non-binary to leave the women's bathroom. She was held overnight without bail while the man admitted he uses both bathrooms whenever he wants. Brazil is now implementing an AI system to scan online conversations for crimes like misgendering and then automatically forwarding cases to courts. And that's communism if I ever heard it. And recently, human rights advocates have warned the European Union about escalating attacks on Christians in South Asia. In India alone, over 600 incidents of violence were documented between January and October, more than two attacks per day, which include mob assaults, church disruptions, and the demolishment of homes. Pakistan registered 344 new blasphemy cases, many triggered by false allegations, with penalties including mandatory death sentences. As we try to remind you frequently around here, please make sure that you are praying for all of our persecuted brothers and sisters abroad. Finally, new research has suggested what a lot of us have thought for a while now, and that's Nick Fuente. His online rise in popularity was artificially manufactured. The Network Contagion Research Institute found that Fuentes gets more retweets per follower than Elon Musk within 30 minutes of posting, despite having less than 1% of Musk's followers. The kicker? About half the activity comes from foreign accounts in India, Pakistan, Nigeria, Malaysia, and Indonesia, with 92% being anonymous. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content, both of which you could do at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.